Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Well, when you start turning the world upside down, people are going to hate you. Just get used to it. They're going to hate you. They're not going to love you. We see that in the life of Christ, how they hated Jesus. Jesus, who came here and did no sin, lived a perfect life, never mistreated anybody, but yet they hated the man. Well, there's no wonder that they're going to hate us. In fact, Jesus warns us about it. It says in John 15 and 18, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And so when you start trying to turn the world upside down, you better expect somebody's going to be hating on you. And it may not even be the people you expect to hate on you. It may be somebody you would thought wouldn't hate you. You start turning the world upside down, you'll see jealous anger come from many sources. Your friends, your co-workers, even some of your own family members are going to get mad at you. They're going to be jealous and they're going to hate on you because you're teaching and preaching Christ, trying to turn the world upside down. You'll even find folks that you thought were on the same side as you that will come up against you. They'll be jealous of you. They'll be fighting against you. I've seen jealousy build up in the hearts of men that claim to be pastors and preachers. They get jealous of other preachers and pastors, and they build up this envy inside of them, and it causes them strife, and so they always are fighting against the brethren. Listen, you'll find that going on. When you start turning the world upside down, you know what? The people that's going to speak out against you the loudest are the ones that don't do anything. The ones that are not trying to turn the world upside down, when they see you trying to do it, they're going to find something wrong with the way you're doing it, even though they're not doing anything. And you're going to find that. People start hating you when you turn the world upside down. You start turning the world upside down, you can expect those that are around you and those that you love, they also will be part of the suffering that you'll go through for trying to turn the world upside down. If they're staying with you, if they're your close friends and loved ones, they also will suffer persecution as well. Nowadays, if a pastor takes a stand against sin, you know what happens? Somebody will get mad about it. Somebody that knows somebody that is doing the sin that the pastor speaks out against, that the Bible talks about, they'll get mad about that. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to start talking about the pastor. They'll start talking about the church. That preacher down at Highland Baptist Church, he's always talking about this group of people or that group of people or this particular sin, and it seems like that's all he talks about. Well, all he talks about is what the God's Word says. It's what the Bible says. But they'll get mad about it, and they'll say, well, you know, so-and-so's son, you know, he's like that, and he's a good boy. I'd let him be here in my own family. He's a good boy. And there'll be somebody that'll get awful mad about it. There'll be somebody, if you stand up and say what God's Word says behind the pulpit, exactly from what the text says, there'll be some panty waist that'll get up, some limp-wristed guy with a jellyfish spine, and he'll get up and he won't like it, and he'll come against you and oppose you and try to get everybody else against you. And it happens all the time. There'll be somebody, some woman, she'll get her feelings hurt. She'll get something on her mind, and you know what she's going to do? She's going to get on the telephone, and she's going to start calling everybody that she knows. And she's going to start dragging down the church, talking bad about the church, and hoping that there's damage done. And I've seen it happen over and over and over, trying to stir up strife inside the church. They'd like nothing better than to see a congregation split, a church close its doors, problems coming out, pastor resigning. They'd love nothing better than to see that happen. When you start coming out, trying to turn the world upside down, you're going to see that happen. And I'm telling you what, Satan, he will work overtime when he sees that you're trying to do something for the Lord. He'll come out against you. That's what his job is. He's the opposer. And he'll come out against you, he'll come out against the church, and he'll throw up every stumbling block and roadblock in our way that he possibly can, trying to defeat us, trying to get us to stop, trying to get in the way, trying to stir things up, make people upset and mad. He'll do it every single time. And that's what he'll do. But when you start turning the world upside down, you better expect to see the devil start popping his ugly head up. And he'll do it. And you know what? He doesn't look like a little red man with a pitchfork and a ponytail wearing a red suit. That's not Satan. Satan comes to you like an angel of light. He comes to you and creeps in. He creeps in unaware. And he fits right in. And before you know it, he will use you to do his bidding. And that's the way Satan works. He's got to use somebody. He's not here in a physical form where he can stand up or go and do something or go and call somebody, but he'll cause you, he'll convince you that you need to do that. And you're letting Satan do that to you. Listen, you'll never be able to turn the world upside down living in that kind of condition. And that's what these unbelieving Jews want to do. They want to destroy the church. Even before that even begins right here in their area. They want to destroy the church and everybody involved in it. Let's run Paul and Silas out of town. Let's get Jason. He let them stay in his house. Let's get rid of that guy. And so they stir up the people. The whole city's in an uproar. And eventually Paul has to leave there. Well, if you start turning the world upside down, you'll find that other people around you also are affected by it. We see that Paul's friends that he's made in Thessalonica, they're getting charged by harboring people that are coming against Rome. And that's what these Jews had to do to try to get the Romans involved for some kind of prison or sentencing against Paul. They've got to make some kind of claim like they did that he's preaching about some other king besides Caesar. You notice they use the name Caesar. They're trying to get the Romans involved here because they don't have authority like the Romans do to be able to imprison Paul. They only have religious authority. And so they start affecting everybody, anybody they can touch. Fortunately for Jason, the magistrates in Thessalonica are not like the ones in Philippi. They have a little more reasoning to them. And instead of beating them and imprisoning them, they charge. They make Jason pay a bond here is what this is referring to. And so the idea is here is if you'll pay this bond and guarantee that you will not allow Paul and Silas back into town and allow to stay in your house, then we'll let you go if you'll pay this fine. And so that's what that happens. And so when you start turning the world upside down, you're going to find that things that the world places value on will be taken from you. These things that the world believes are wonderful things in your lives, I call them the four P's: popularity, power, position, and prestige. Those are four things that the world holds dear, and they'll try to strip you of all those things. I can add a fifth one, pocketbook. And here we see that's what they've done to Jason. They made him pay this fine, this bond, and they want to strip him of his money. And so that's what the world will do to you. When you start turning the world upside down, they're going to come up against you, and they're going to strip you of all these things, your popularity, your power, your position, your prestige, and your pocketbook. They're going to hit you from all sides. Turn the world upside down is not an easy thing, is it, friends? you think that it might be an easy thing to go around and preach about Jesus and tell people about Jesus. No, you're going to be opposed. You're going to be hated. People around you is going to be affected. They're going to come against you with everything that they've got because they hate the Lord. When you start turning the world upside down, it's going to cost you. And it's not easy. Listen, I get tired of seeing people try to sugarcoat things today. We talked about this in Sunday school. Give me just a minute here to go off on a rabbit trail, all right? And Sunday school class, I'm sorry, I got to repeat this. There's this meme going around on social media. And it starts out saying Noah was a drunk. Has anybody seen that? Noah was a drunk and Abraham was too old and blah, 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 blah. It lists all these men in the Bible and it lists their sin. And down at the bottom it says, if God can use these men, he can use you, you know. And I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to make people understand that God can use anybody, which he can. But the problem is when they're doing this, they're pointing out all these bad things about men, and it's giving people the idea that, well, it really doesn't matter what I do. The Lord can still use me. And so therefore, maybe I can go ahead and do the sins that I'm involved in. God can still use me. And so, yeah, these little memes like that's one of my pet peeves. Don't send me one of those. I'm going to send it back to you, and I'm going to explain to you from Scripture what the Bible says about all these men, all right? All right, I'm back off that trail, but listen to me. When you start turning the world upside down, people are going to come against you. And like I said at the beginning of this, people may say that they want to turn the world upside down. You can talk to some people, and they can talk a big talk, but they're not walking a big walk. And you'll see a person's true heart by their actions. That's what you're going to find out. If somebody is always saying something, but they're never doing anything, then they're not really, it's not really their manner. They're not really intending to turn the world upside down. They just, like I said, they just want to take and pick it up and do a little peek under there. Yeah. A peek under the world. That's about all they want to do. They don't really want to turn it on its head, because they know if they turn the world upside down, if they have to go through the things that they must go through to turn the world upside down, it's not going to be easy. They are going to be opposed. It's going to be a tough road. The Lord told us it would be. Hey, He didn't say that we was going to walk through a rosy garden, but He did say He'd go with us all the way. And that's what we need to be aware of. We need to think about that. You know, and God will never send you out by yourself. Even if it's just going to witness to somebody, you're not going by yourself even if you are alone, because Jesus is with you. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit is with you. He's sending, He goes with you everywhere you go. And so you're never alone. If God wants you to do something, you go and do it, and He's going to help you with it. Listen, turning the world upside down means that you are going to put forth full effort. You've made in your heart, you've settled in your heart, you've decided in your mind, you want to be faithful and obedient to God, be pleasing to God, and you're going to do this thing regardless of the circumstances, the consequences, or whatever it's going to be. And you may not see great results. You may not actually see the world being turned upside down. You may not see a million people come to Christ and get saved because of something you've done. In fact, a lot of people never see any of that fruit until they reach heaven. There'll be people in heaven that won't understand everything that they've done just because they put forth some effort of what good they've done. They won't know it until they reach heaven. There's some missionaries. You can read about them. I've got missionary biographies down in my study. You can read about them. They go over to these foreign lands and work for years and years and years, never see one single person come to Christ and think they were a complete and utter failure. And then find out that because of their influence, because of their teaching, because of their witnessing, that they actually turned that country upside down. They introduced Christianity there. They may not have seen it in their lifetime. They may not have seen it immediately. But friends, just that one faithful thing that they've done for the Lord caused such a difference in those people's lives. Now listen, my dad always said, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't halfway do things, all right? To turn the world upside down, go in full feet, jump in all the way up to your knees. You know, some people just want to jump in to get their feet a little bit wet. No, go in and get drowned in there. Get soaking wet. Now let's look at what happened to Paul, and we'll be finished. Look at that in Acts 17 and 10. This is after all this happened. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also in honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached to Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. Listen, when you start turning the world upside down, you're going to start seeing some results. You'll see some results.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Showered on.